What's going on over there?
Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah, I gotta move this microphone. Oops, I'm sorry.
Sometimes we have to rebuild things.
Oh, damn it.
Whoa.
There we go.
There we be.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I don't know what goes on in here, but things do get a little weird sometimes with the equipment.
I mean, not sometimes, all the time.
Yeah, and especially on Mondays after Breakfast with the Beatles. Chris brings in some people sometimes, and they
get down.
They get down.
They take stuff apart. I'm not
and
sure
good
why.
For them. No, that's good. There's so much stuff spilled over there in the corner. It's
that
insane.
Is true. That is true. And gross.
And kind of gross.
Let's talk about today's show.
Sure, why not?
Give me five.
No, I will not. You know, we started RIP rock stars yesterday, and clearly there's so many. We're going to do at least today and possibly tomorrow wrap up the week with rock stars who have passed on.
We have tickets for the Blue Shirt Comedy Night, which I'm hosting a week from tomorrow.
This Thursday, yeah. So who all's going to be there so far? Some pretty damn cool folk.
Yes, some pretty cool folk.
Frazier Smith, for example, of KLOS fame.
Will be there. Yeah, Tom Arnold, Carlos Mencia. Kira Sultanovich.
Nice.
So far.
So thus far, that's going to be Thursday. People can buy tickets for that now, I do believe.
I believe they have to go to a website to try and get it. We'll
figure it out.
We'll
give you more information and tickets a little later.
And we have four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Nashville Predators tomorrow.
That's between 5 and 6 we'll give you those tickets.
Correct. Do you believe in reincarnation?
Nope. Oh, man, that would suck, wouldn't it? To keep coming back to this hellhole a planet?
There are a lot of people who do.
I know.
And I have a quiz that we're going to take to find out what or who we were in a past life. And then we'll discuss in the 4 o'clock hour, especially with people who believe that they were, a worm a conqueror.
I believe that I was a great sorcerer.
What's up with Florida? And people are dumb. Also, coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
People are dumb. Yep. When you're a dumb, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Man accused of robbing 3 Michigan banks after posting photos of himself with the money and the same clothes that he robbed the banks with.
A dude could be like living, styling, having a great time, but he's just got to show off.
He robbed 3 different banks. His name is Dumbbell. Glenn Pack, 23 years old. He's accused of robbing the PNC Bank, the Chase Bank, and another PNC in another city.
That's insane. To get away with one is crazy.
Yes.
3.
Well, he walked up to the first one and he handed him a note. It said, "I am robbing your window." First of all, he stood in line. And I like that. That's pretty good manners. Good manners.
Yeah.
Stood in line and waited. Mm-hmm. And then, "I am robbing your window," the note reads. "I demand
$2,900. $2,900? What?
Don't know why. You just don't go $3,000 or $30,000?
Right.
Or as much as you can get?
No, just go $3,000 for sure.
Just $2,900.
Yeah, that's not enough for a sex change operation, as in Dog Day Afternoon. I'm a little surprised.
Well, I mean, look, there's 3 banks. Count the bills. No stacks. No pulling alarm until I exit the bank. No GPS money. Follow federal police banking rules, and then nobody will get hurt. Remain silent. Don't be ignorant.
Maybe $3,000 is like a line of some sort if you rob or whatever. I don't know.
It could be.
Yeah.
This teller put $2,900 bills in, mm-hmm. and the guy left the bank, and the surveillance video caught him on camera entering a nearby store about 2 minutes from the bank. The footage showed him taking off his sweatshirt and putting it into a dumpster. The police went to the dumpster and found the sweatshirt.
Ta-da!
He went to the second bank. Same kind of note. "I'm robbing you. Remain calm. Keep your hands in my view. No panic button. Do not... be extra."
Do not be extra.
Do not be extra.
Unless you're putting cheese on my sandwich.
No die pack. No bait bills. No GPS.
Yeah.
Count from stack. Now, this time he wanted
$9,000. Oh, so round one worked. So he's bumping it up.
Yeah, maybe he just wants a little bit more.
Okay.
So then surveillance cameras caught him leaving the bank and heading into a residential neighborhood. And employees at a nearby business saw him change clothes. Similar to how he did the first robbery.
Are we learning here?
We're learning. As the police started to figure out who it was, he was robbing the third bank.
Right.
Exact same thing, exact same note.
Right.
Everything was the same.
What was the amount?
The amount was $4,460.
Why did he go back down? That just bothers me more than anything. It's just stupid.
You're just upset that he went back down on money?
Yes, that and weird numbers. Just pick a number.
Really? That bugs you?
Yeah, that does.
$4,660?
The fact that he didn't think about, you know, being on camera when he's taking off his shirt doesn't bother me as much as coming up with $4,660.
You know, I do that in poker all the time.
Do you?
You put an oddly specific number
Now, that's a good idea because it throws people off. That's a good strategy right there. That's great.
During the investigation, investigators searched his social media accounts and found a Facebook account with the name Glenn Pack that matched the description of the subject in the three robberies. Oh. There was a photo in which he was fully, what do you call it?
Yeah. Now, when you got fanning out
fanning
a whole bunch
out
of money.
Cash. Yes.
Yeah.
And he was arrested 5 days after. The
you
first
could have been at least, I mean, what you got not very much cash there, $15,000 or something.
Maybe.
You can go out for a nice little trip and not be posting stuff on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook is public. I don't know if everyone knows that.
I got to take some posts down right now.
Other people can see it, yeah. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Be quiet.
It's Kevin and Slugger.
I don't know. It says, how do you shut people up? So I thought that's what we're going to talk about. I would say, shh, like in Beetlejuice.
You know, it's actually easier to work on the radio than it is to be in real life.
Oh, yeah.
Because when people call us and talk, ramble on and on, we just go, hey, we got to go. I was sitting in a Starbucks today writing my part of my book.
Ah, dude, one of these days.
Which is taking forever.
Book is going to come out and we're all going to buy it and we're going to read it and we're going to go, wow, what?
I had an extra hour. And I was in a Starbucks waiting today, and there was a guy in the table to my right.
Yeah,
and I swear to God, you know, there are so many different types of talkers. There's soft talkers. Yeah. There's fast talkers. Yep. There's quiet talkers. Yep. There's
obscene talkers. Every other word, which is me. Every other
there's,
word.
There's somebody who has to top every one of your stories.
Yeah. Oh, but you listen to this.
Yeah. Oh, that happened to you. Mine was better.
Oh, my God. You're not going to believe this.
There was a guy sitting next to me who talked for about 35 to 40 minutes nonstop.
Just and
to another guy
sitting there
who never said a word.
Really? Was he dead? Was it a mannequin?
I didn't check if he was dead. I should have.
Was it a sex doll?
Because I started getting more and more obsessed with the fact this guy wouldn't shut up.
Was anything he was saying the slightest bit interesting?
It was in Italian.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that automatically makes it kind of interesting.
Does
Maybe
it?
The other guy didn't speak Italian.
Then leave.
Stop talking to him.
For like 35 minutes, this guy just solid from the beginning to the end. How do you stop people in real life from talking like
especially
that?
If you don't speak the language?
I mean, what do you do?
Can you give us an approximation of how this Italian sounded? I would love to hear.
No, I can't
Come
speak
on.
Italian. You know that.
Come on.
Grazie. That's it. That's my
good.
Italian.
I was like I was in Italy having a cappuccino.
But just wouldn't, for the life of him, take a breath even.
It all depends on who you're with. I mean, if you know the person, that's harder to shut them up generally.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
No, it's easier because you can joke about it.
I guess.
Holy crap. Are you going to keep talking? Like, you can say stuff like that.
Yeah.
But if it's a stranger.
Yeah. I just get up and walk away.
I did. I just got up and went to my car. Just sat in my car for a little while.
Because you're trying to write a book in Starbucks. You can't listen to this guy talk about you don't even know what he's saying.
What's happening with that guy?
And why couldn't it have been a female? Wouldn't it be more interesting to hear the female Italian talking?
Of course,
talking?
But it would have been a lot better had his partner said a single word. One word.
I have noticed, and I do always notice, like couples at restaurants when that's the case. One of them is just babbling and the other one just usually is completely zoned. It's like they're not even aware that they're not saying anything.
Right.
Yeah, they're
because
just
they're not
so
engaged in whatever's happening.
Yeah.
The blah, 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 just continues forever.
So is this why you got in trouble and were a little bit late today? Because you stabbed some guy? Is this the guy you stabbed? This is another guy you stabbed.
Not technically stabbed.
I see. Okay.
No. We have so many people that help us do this show. They send us articles. They text us. They tweet at us.
Scott and Raul and Kirk.
Everybody, you know who you are.
Yes, you do. And the check's in the mail. I guarantee you, we'll pay you soon.
And all of them have sent me this.
Oh, yeah?
All
oh, really? This particular one?
And other people as well.
Oh, really?
Because they know that I'm obsessed with Florida. And oddities.
And so this is a perfect combo plate that everybody was like, oh, Kevin's going to love
this. This is something that I hate.
Nice.
And don't want to talk about.
Yay!
But I want to end people sending it to me. So we're doing the story.
Right. And then send it to him.
Of 150 live bugs.
Ew.
Removed from a man's nose in Florida.
What are... Shut it down. Shut it down now.
The patient said, over a couple of hours, my face just started swelling. My lips swelled. I could barely talk. My whole face felt like it was on fire.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, how the hell did this happen?
He had a cancerous growth taken out of his nose.
Okay.
Which left his immune system...
Seriously compromised, sure.
And also, there was some space in there for some... bugs to get in and
what, how they, where'd they come from? And 100 play.
I don't
150,
have
150. Was he
of
laying
them.
In the front lawn after the surgery?
I don't
like on pain pills, just having a good old time.
You know, normally I like to scour these stories so I get all the goodness out of it. This one, I just don't. It's
Did anyone send you video or pictures?
I don't like it.
No.
Yes, there's video and pictures.
Oh man. So this really happened.
This is one of those things that's so bad. I need to share it so that everybody to share the heaviness of it.
So it's right next door to the trauma that's so intense you can never talk about
it. Yes.
It's right up against that wall.
Yes.
Is where you're
but
at.
But it's just on this side where I want all of you to have to carry this around with you as well. 150 bugs.
Mm. What,
nose.
Kind of bugs? Little tiny bugs? How can they all fit in there?
It says bugs visible to the eye.
Why? Why did they choose
all of them.
This nasal passage on this particular fella?
I didn't want to look. I don't want to know why.
So was it Scott and Raul and Kirk and all these
course.
People that sent this to you?
Of course.
You guys are doing good work. She's visibly upset right
Check
now.
Check out the video
no,
for
I don't
yourself.
Want to see it either, though.
I'm like, no.
I'm trying to have some breakfast here.
Absolutely not. You can search that for yourselves. That's all I'm doing.
Oh, wait. Scott says, to be fair, I never sent the nose bug story on purpose because it icked me out. So I guess
nice.
Scott.
Yeah.
Scott for the win.
Scott, well done.
We love Scott.
Now we're going to talk about reincarnation. Now, I'm not a huge believer in reincarnation, but I know a lot of people are.
Wait a minute. You're saying maybe you do a little bit? Maybe you think it's possible?
I mean, I think anything is possible. We don't know.
Right. Well, that's for sure.
But I would be surprised.
Yes. So
I guess
did you
I'll put it that.
Think you were a little old lady in your last life or a bug? Or?
Well, this is the thing.
Uh-huh.
Don't ask me how, but this quiz will seriously reveal who you were in a past life.
I'll be damned.
How about that?
Okay.
So let's take
Throw
the
it at
quiz.
Me. Yeah, yeah.
What's your favorite music genre? Indie, R&B, pop, or rock?
Those four, and mm-hmm. that's it? I don't
yep.
have any other choices?
Yep.
Well, I guess rock, sure.
What's your favorite subject? History, math, science, English?
None of the above.
You got to pick one.
I guess history.
History?
Yeah.
Okay. Which show was your favorite? Avatar, The Last Airbender?
Ooh. What?
Star Wars, The Clone Wars?
Blah.
Hannah Montana, or Victorious?
Drop dead. All four. I don't even know what the last one is, so I guess I'll have to say that one.
The last one? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Pick a Wes Anderson movie.
Do
you know his movies? Fantastic Mr. Fox, The Grand Budapest Hotel.
That one's okay.
Moonrise Kingdom, The Life Aquatic, The Royal Tenenbaums.
Life Aquatic was entertaining. I'll go with that.
Jacques
Cousteau. It was very strange.
Pick a drink. Tea, coffee, water, juice.
Coffee.
I don't know how this is going to tell us.
Yeah. No,
anything?
No, I'm starting to understand. I'm sort of getting visions of my previous lives.
Wow, that's
yeah.
great.
I've never had this happen before.
And then we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. If you believe in reincarnation and you have any idea what you were in a past life.
Or perhaps someone in your family or a close friend had really convinced you somehow that they used to be an Egyptian goddess
right.
or
yes.
whatever. Yeah.
Pick a Shakespeare play.
Mm.
Hamlet, Romeo and Juliet, A Midsummer Night's Dream, Macbeth.
I did think Romeo and Juliet first. So
okay, what is your favorite Game of Thrones character?
Ah, what's his face that drinks and knows
Brienne
things?
Brienne of Tarth, Sansa Stark, Arya Stark.
How old is this?
Or Daenerys Targaryen.
I don't know. I go with Daenerys.
Okay, we're almost done. Which Hogwarts house do you belong to?
Oh, geez. What am I, 19?
Hufflepuff, Gryffindor, Slytherin, or Ravenclaw?
You know what? I'm going to have to go with Slytherin for sure.
Yeah, yeah, just because it sounds great.
Well, yeah, but then...
Pick a color, pink, green, blue, yellow.
Blah, blue.
Blue? All right. And lastly, what is your favorite holiday? Halloween, Thanksgiving, New Year's Eve, Christmas.
I think you can answer that question.
Halloween.
That's right.
And let's see what you
I'm
going to
find out what I was in a previous life, how I was reincarnated from.
You were the same thing as me. This is BS.
What?
You were a warrior.
I was.
In a past life, you were a fierce warrior with a mighty heart.
What happened to us then?
Today, that translates you into being a strong person who finds satisfaction in challenges.
How many of those answers did you give that were the same?
I gave some that were different.
So,
and still, I am also a warrior
from the past
with a strong heart, and a fierce heart, right?
And a bunch of babes.
So I don't know that that's...
You didn't forget that part, did you?
But if you believe it, we'd like to hear from you.
Maybe this quiz hasn't convinced you, which is surprising.
855 KLOS. Oh, I'm sure there are a lot of people who believe it in spite of this quiz.
Yes, exactly.
They believed it before.
Right.
And you have any idea, or you have a family member, perhaps, that is obsessed?
Yeah.
With who they are or were or are going to be in the next life?
Absolutely convinced she was, I don't know, somebody else. I don't remember.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that because how are you convinced?
Yeah.
How are you anything more than, I don't know.
She talked to a medium who guessed that I was probably into music because I had long hair. So I was floored that she came up with that. She did. And that was later.
So 818-955-KLOS, you were reincarnated as what?
And why do you believe it? Or what, that friend of yours, why do they believe it?
Talking about reincarnation, is it a thing? I always make jokes about it. Mm-hmm. Oh, I must have been a whatever in previous lives. You know what I mean? Like, it's sort of part of our thinking,
mm-hmm.
but
yeah.
I don't know that it's a thing,
right?
Per se, but you believe it?
Yeah.
All right. From what?
From Navy SEAL.
From a Navy SEAL?
Yeah.
Why do you believe that's the case?
Because when I was swimming in the swimming pool, and I just took an order of it like a warrior or Navy SEAL.
So you were swimming in a swimming pool, and you felt like a Navy SEAL.
Yeah.
Solid. I have no further questions.
Yeah. You have been accepted as a Navy SEAL by Kevin. Thank you for calling. A former Navy SEAL.
Wow. KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Thank you. We're talking about reincarnation.
I always felt that I had done something really wrong in a past life. And you, Sluggo, hit it out of the park. Everything you agreed to, I agreed to, except for Game of Thrones, because I don't watch Game of Thrones.
He didn't either. I think he was just taking a guess.
No, I totally believe in reincarnation, because I have this feeling that I was, like, this bad person. And when you guys said that I was a warrior, I was like, oh, my God, I had to call in.
But you know what? That's three of us, then. We're all warriors.
Everybody feels like they were a terrible person in a previous life?
No, I don't think so. I get this feeling every once in a while that I was a bad person. I was put back on this earth to do good because I...
to make up for last time.
I have opportunities all the time to help people.
So do you think you're living up to those expectations this time around? Yeah,
I think so.
Well, I do believe Stevie Wonder would be quite happy with you.
Yes, he would.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hey. Hi there. You believe in reincarnation?
I'll see.
Do tell.
I don't really know, but I do
want to
know.
Oh, you want to know if you were reincarnated.
Hold on a second. I'm putting on my shaman's outfit. Mm-hmm. It's got little bells here on it. Yes, you were. You were an iguana in a previous life.
An iguana.
Do you like lettuce now and eating bugs off the floor?
No.
Oh, well, you should. You should because you were an iguana.
Listen, try it. There's no downside.
Send us video. But, thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS.
You were reincarnated from what?
Yeah, do you believe it?
What were you in a past life? Or do you have a friend or family member who's obsessed with it?
Oh, Kevin Sluggo, hey, my name's Raphael.
Hey, Raphael.
Native American. Educated, of course, in the great UCLA. Studied microbiology.
Okay.
And what I learned from there and the old ways, it kind of comes together that energy never dies. It's just recreated. And we're all from the universe, of course, carbon. So with our past beliefs from the elders and modern science, I kind of put that together, and yes, it's possible. I believe that we can be reincarnated into things, into other people. And like with my dad, my grandfather, our elders, you know, we pass on the knowledge, but also in our blood, in our DNA, there's memory. So I kind of go, yeah, why not? That's a beautiful thing.
So do you think that you were somebody else in a previous life?
I feel, but that part hasn't come to it, but I can feel the elders. I can feel those ways when I'm in certain places, like I'm in the mountains or I go to Grand Canyon. My people are from Texas, so when I'm by a river, we're called the people of the Blue Water Springs, mm-hmm. the Coahuila people. When I'm there by the rivers in Texas, I feel it. I can feel that energy, and I can just know that they're there. They were here. So it's something about that, very, you know, visceral, you know, that is beautiful. And you can feel it, you know?
I got
you. Kind of the great spirit, right?
Yes, yes, it is. Yeah. Yes. It's all my Native American brothers and sisters out there. Stay strong, believe, and we're still here.
I love it. I love that call. Perfect. That's one of my favorite calls in a long time.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you, man. Take care.
KLOS, hello.
Yo, I was calling in about reincarnation. You guys still doing it?
Yes, we are.
Were you?
I wasn't reincarnated, but I wanted to offer the scientific perspective on reincarnation.
Yes.
Do it.
It's called the law of conservation of mass, and it says that matter can neither be created nor destroyed. It only changes form. And since everything in the universe is made up of matter, including us, it would stand to reason that in some form or another, we are reincarnated.
So it's like a giant recycling bin.
That's all.
So it's not necessarily we were people. We might have been a yo-yo in a past life.
No, something living, at least, right?
We could have been. It depends how far down the rabbit hole you want to go.
I think I know a few yo-yos for sure. No, that's very interesting, and I agree with a lot of that thinking, and I love these intelligent calls we're getting. What the hell is going on?
What's happening?
Awesome, dude. Thank you for calling, man. I appreciate it.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I do believe I was reincarnated.
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah, what do you think you were? Or who? Or what?
Well, you know, it was just that growing up, it just seems like in the United States, just often, you know, back in Sacramento, so many people are kind of mean-spirited.
Right.
And so then I ended up going to Australia and spending some time there, and I was just overwhelmed with, like, I kind of felt like I was at home. I felt like it was normal, where I would say most of the people in Australia are kind of like being in a small town in the States, where it's just like people are just, they're nice. Like they don't have an attitude. They're not trying to prove something. I don't know. It seemed like I felt like.
That's where you belonged.
It felt like norm.
Yeah. So do you think you were an Australian before?
Well, I guess it just kind of felt very much so at home, almost like culture shock when I went there, honestly.
Wow.
You're like, why did I know this feeling so well? That sort of thing.
Do you jump around? Were you a kangaroo?
I think I had some kangaroo balls, but I didn't
know that. That's awesome, man. Thank you for calling. Very interesting. 818-955-KLOS.
Reincarnation. Do you believe it? And if so, what were you?
We're calling it Rockstar R.I.P. R.I.P.
Rockstars.
R.I.P.
Rockstars.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
That's Gimme 5. We started it yesterday. Stars that have passed away. And we got a whole bunch of them yesterday and more today. So who's your favorite rock star that's no longer with us? Be ready for that on Gimme 5 in just a matter of moments.
First, we're talking about reincarnation. What do you got?
Yes. Have you heard the story about the lady that said she didn't believe in reincarnation and she didn't believe in it in her last lifetime either?
Damn it!
Well played.
Thank you for calling. Thanks. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, Kevin. Fargo.
Hi there. We're talking about reincarnation.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, first, Kevin, I want to say nice seeing you out at Puddle of Mud. That was cool. Great event.
Yeah, that was fun.
We walked in. I was like, no chairs. No.
Stand. You will stand.
Wow. You spending all that money, you must have been angry.
Right. I know. Yeah, but it was a really cool event, man. Good. Absolutely.
Good, good.
My mom's sister, my aunt, was very spiritual. She recently passed, but she used to have dreams about all of us, what we were in past lives.
Hmm.
So, my mother told me a while back that I was an Italian judge in Italy. But I was a corrupt judge, she said.
Yay!
Really? Your own mom said that.
Yeah, she said, Angie had a dream about you the other night, about your past life. And I said, oh, okay. She said, you want to know what you were? And I said, yeah, sure. And she said, yeah, you were a judge in Italy in your former life, but you were corrupt.
That is so weird. It's very specific.
From your own mom.
Yeah. Well, very interesting. Thanks for calling, Your Honor.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Give me fire. Yeah, hand him over. Yeah.
5 of your life. Your choice.
The theme is a continuation of yesterday, R.I.P. Rockstar.
We got quite a few, of course, for Ronnie James Dio. Passed away back in 2010, so we're starting off with Last in Line, but who's your favorite rock star we don't have with us anymore?
818-955-KLOS. We are doing Gimme 5 R.I.P. Rockstars. Do you have one?
Yes, I was thinking Finn Lynette from Thin Lizzy.
Nice one. Perfect. R.I.P.
Which Thin Lizzy song?
About Jailbreak.
Hell yeah. Absolutely. Who's this?
Hold on. Jackie.
R.I.P. Eddie. I don't believe you were here at the station yet, Kevin, when Eddie Van Halen passed. But man, I mean, we spent like 2 or 3 weeks. Dave Grohl actually said he was listening to KLOS a lot because of all the Eddie tributes and everything. So sort of just what we're doing today. It's R.I.P. rock stars. I don't know how this got started. It's dangerous. You start to get depressed.
Yes, you do.
You had this next one. Who had suggested this?
Oh, this is Brian. Who wanted to hear Watching the Wheels by John Lennon.
Always love that one very much, John Lennon, Watching the Wheels. It's the KLOS Free Ride brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, how's it going there?
Good, thank you. We're doing Gimme 5 R.I.P. rock stars.
Janis Joplin.
Yeah, I was thinking that absolute has to be a must.
Yes, how about either Summertime or Bobby McGee? Or you got something better?
Yeah, no, that sounds good. Who's this?
Victor.
Victor, thanks for calling. We'll wrap stuff up today with that one, and then we'll have to do some more. To do some more RIP.
And we'll pick that up on Monday.
Thanks, dude.
You got it, man. All right.
Take care.
We have tickets for you to see the LA Kings play tomorrow night.
Yeah, so if you can go tomorrow night and you can answer some very personal questions, sometime between 5 and 6, we'll give you a chance at that.
Yes, don't call about that now.
No.
Tomorrow night, the LA Kings are playing the Nashville Predators. We have 4 tickets for you to see that game at Crypto.com Arena. Everybody else can get their tickets at LAKings.com/tickets. Or if you want to do some hockey slang, be caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Hey, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Mark.
Mark, are you ready for a little hockey slang?
You better believe it.
All right. What does the blue line mean on the ice? There's 2 of them.
Offsides.
Yes.
Oh, nice. I mean, ding, ding, yes. Ding, 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 ding.
It marks each team's defensive zone. But yes, that is the offside line as well. Congratulations. You got 4 tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Nashville Predators tomorrow at Crypto.com.
Sweet.
Well done. Everybody else can get their tickets at LAKings.com/tickets.
Thank you, boys. Appreciate it.
Woo! Ouch.
Yeah, it was
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
It's amazing Pink Floyd would have feedback when they were recording that song.
Right?
You just wouldn't expect it.
That couldn't have been us. Woman allegedly stole $1,800 of gum in Orange County.
Gum?
Yep.
Like regular juicy fruit?
On January 27th, the woman was captured on surveillance cameras stealing around $1,800 worth of gum.
Well, she couldn't have put it in her pants. That's a lot of gum.
What store has that much gum on hand?
That means like the entire warehouse.
Costco?
Right?
I don't know.
Yeah,
Costco. It's super weird.
Good guess.
From a store in Irvine, according to the Irvine Police Department, after loading up her cart with the stolen item, she just walked out without paying.
So she filled a cart because it had to have filled a cart with that much gum and just marched herself right on through the doors.
They say that most of the time this kind of theft is just for a secondary market so you can sell it, mark it up and sell it.
That blatant? Like just I'm going to march myself right on through these doors?
Well, it can be, but it's usually higher priced items like razors or baby formula or stuff like that. It's not gum.
Well, she's just getting started. You know, she's coming in on the ground floor. She's like, I'm going to eventually be stealing cars and turning those around.
Maybe she just loves gum.
Maybe she's a huge fan of gum.
I eat half of it now. I got to go steal some more. The woman is also suspected of committing similar gum thefts.
Gum, really?
At stores across Orange County.
That's so weird.
What's happening?
So has they recovered this gum? And what
they have not.
They haven't recovered the gum.
They haven't recovered the gum. They have a picture of the woman, but they're saying if you know who this is, let us know.
They don't know who she is
They don't know who she is.
I think you should check with dentists. She's probably got a lot of dental
problems.
She's
the godfather of gum. 95.5 KLOS at the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for what we learned and what's up with Florida. There's a dude who had 150 bugs removed from his nose.
And they were all visible. You could see them. They were living in there. They set up tents.
No more details. And people are dumb. A bank robber was caught because he posted a picture of his cash on his social media.
See, now I've robbed a bunch of banks as well, and I've never posted on Facebook.
You just said that.
What?
And if you live in Orange County and you want gum, you're going to have to search for the gum mother. She has it all.
And I think I love her. I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. We are starting something new called Kevin's Blue Shirt Comedy Night with the SoCal Helpful Honda Dealers. And it is a comedy night that you can go to. We're going to give you tickets right now at the Laugh Factory.
That's very cool. At the Laugh Factory.
It's
that's
a week
awesome.
From tomorrow night.
Who's going to be there?
Carlos Mencia, Tom Arnold, Kira Siltanovich.
Are you going to be dressed like a cocktail waitress? And
I don't think I'm serving drinks. I don't think I'm serving drinks.
Everybody that thinks he should, raise your hand now. Oh, that's a lot of hands.
Yeah, we can't see anyone. We'll take caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS. You win a pair of tickets to my blue shirt comedy night at the world famous Laugh Factory.
It's his virgin night, the first night.
Good afternoon, KLOS Radio. Who's this?
This is Victoria.
Victoria, you are caller 25.
No way. Oh, my gosh.
You got two tickets to join us a week from tomorrow, Thursday, February 29th at 7:45 p.m. For my blue shirt comedy night. It's a brand new thing we're doing at the Laugh Factory.
I am totally stoked. I'm over the moon.
Everybody else can get your tickets at laughfactory.com, powered by your SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. And we will see you a week from tomorrow, Victoria. Congrats.
Did you buy REO Speedwagon's 9th album, High Infidelity, when it first came out? If so, you helped push John Lennon's Double Fantasy out of the number one spot on the charts. On this day in rock in 1981, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band performed live together for the first time in 7 years. On this day in rock in 1995 at a little club in New York City, Johnny Cash was in the hospital being treated for pneumonia. On this day in rock in 2001, but he got up and out of bed, got down to the Grammy Awards, and picked up his best male vocal country performance for Solitary Man.